Today's topic is facing our trials. Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And James here mentioned about the benefit of the trials. No one wants to say, I welcome this trial. Yet this, when we encounter these kind of trials, that it gives us a great benefit. It testing our faith and produce the endurance. The endurance have its perfect result. So end up our faith to be perfected. So James encourages us to treat the trials then as like a friend. And so we don't know about tomorrow, but we know sure that God holding us tomorrow. So no matter what circumstance you are, don't feel bad. I am the only one have go through this kind of problem. I have the only one have gone this kind of challenges. I don't think so. Everybody have gone different ways of trials and different way of challenge in our life. Maybe because when you are in high school, things happen in your life that you can complain. You can complain to your parents. You can blame to your parents, or you can blame your siblings, whatever around your circumstance and situation. But once we grown up, like you as a over 18, then we are responsible ourselves. We cannot blame other people. So you and I, we have to manage our life. We are own responsibility for our life. Once we still in our age over 18, that still we blame our parents, we blame others, then still we are naive. Still we are not fully mature enough. That's why we don't want to looking for any problem within ourselves, but we want to find out from other people's so we can make excuse ourselves. We want to stay there. We don't want to grow up ourselves. So trials many times are helping us to give an opportunity to change ourselves, improve ourselves, quality of our characters, and also the chance let us to draw near to God. Trials, in other sense, this is the, we can say, problem in our life, the challenge to our problem. The problem is always have an answer. Because if there's an answer, once we find out the answer, then this problem is actually easy to can dealing with them. But many times we during these trials, we cannot find out the answer, then we struggle. Sometimes God, He hide Himself. So let us to deal with the problem. Instead of He trying to show Himself to give an answer, everything on the way, but He just wants to see how we deal with these problems. The one time we know the King Hezekiah, he's exceedingly rich himself in his life. We know the one time he even extended his 15 years. God allowed his 15 years. So his illness was healed. At that time, he became proud of himself. But God actually leave him alone there. But he being managed his life by his own pride, end up his son's time, all this kind of the consequence upon to, you know, because of his problem, end up to son. When I look at the passages, I say, that's not fair. Why his son have to be? But his son is not the good names anyway. Trials, don't think that sometimes we always God take away something, but sometimes let it you to be alone. That's a trial too. A trial is like a King Hezekiah, for, you know, when from the Babylon, you know, they came to send the people to conquer Judah, his illness was recovered. But he trying to show all the things, everything, all the precious things, even in, he shows all the, you know, temple, all the utensils, all the gold and silver, he shows everything to them. God is like what he has done. But the showing itself may be nothing, but his motivation, and his inner himself, because it comes from the pride. He thinks his life belongs to, everything belongs to him. That was his mistake. For 15 years, it came from God, right? If God already took his life away, then all of whom, this not actually belongs to him. But he thinks everything belongs to him. So that was his mistake. It came from the pride. So the trials we can think about here, a trial, most of the time the trial is stressful. You agree? I don't like the trial. Yeah, if God asks, can I give you trials? No, you give somebody else. So give more, you know, help them. I don't want a trial. But trial really helps. Trial really helps. If you look at the book of Job, the Satan comes. You know why he worships you? Why he always, you know, worship you? You can think about it. Because you provide everything. See, if you take away everything, see what happened. I don't think so. He continued to worship. Maybe he cursed you then. So the God allow him to, okay, take away everything. Yeah. So sometimes, you know, God allows kind of a trial in our life. Because God loves us. Because God wants to be sure that my children is enough to handle this issue. So God just give us, you know, give us in our hands. So actually the Job, when he have gone through these trials, he doesn't understand why, of course. Because God doesn't let him know from the beginning. But God let the Satan took away all his belongings and all his children's away from him. But there we find out the Job. Yeah, Job, right. He do not blame to God. We find out in chapter 1, he do not. But yet, he glorified the name of God. Since you gave it to me, so you take away from me. It all belongs to you. So I don't have to be. I don't have to be situation here that I complain to you. Because everything belongs to you. So I glorify your name. You can think about anything in this world. We live in this world. There's nothing it belongs to me actually. All given from God. So sometimes we think we're something, we have it. But when God allow it happen to take away from us, we think that it belongs to ours. But someone take away our stuff, our privilege, that our, you know, our health, and your job and your business. But you think about it, everything belongs to God. It's not, and there's none of them that belongs to us. But sometimes give us, the trial is not necessarily always take away, but sometimes give us more becomes a trial also. Yeah. But anyway, both sides of it is a trial. But when God took away everything, and then he knows, he dealing with his suffering, and then toward to God for worshiping God is a separate issue. In our life, you and I, maybe we can the connecting with all our life. Say, God, I ask you this several times. How come you don't answer to me? God, why you take away my job? God, why my life, my circumstance, my situations, How come my parents are like this? Why my siblings are like this? Why everybody go to good college, but I cannot go to good colleges? Any kind of you bring up the, you know, ever as a to challenge to God. We think it's, but God is ultimate because He created us. There's no such way we can bring anything connecting with our life to bring to the challenge to God. Because everything belongs to God. Everything is up to God. But what the most important part in your life, in my life, is we still love God. We still respect God. We still honoring God. We still worshiping God. Because that's my job. That's my duty. That's my way to God. Because He's my creator. He's my almighty God. He's my Lord. So there's no any circumstance that through my life I can blame Him. I can complain to Him. Only we can do God is praise Him. You can do, when only thing is most like a we can say most of the saddest things maybe God took away our life, but actually taking our life is not that bad. I know you don't want to die early. I don't want to die early too. Because somebody told me they will look at you know the Chinese herb doctor look at me. I think your life is not that long. But do you think I can, at least I can live until 70? Say, maybe so. Okay, then that's enough. doesn't matter if it's a long life and short life. It doesn't matter. Because one day we go. This is not an accident. Because that's our destiny. Yeah. One time, you know, when I took the airplane, it kept shaking, you know, bumping and shaking. And the one by one, I hear the sound of people to just, you know, the seatbelt click. I also do it. And I think about my wife and children. Wait, what if this airplane end up the problem too? We can just, you know, free fall down to the ground. Then what can I do? And then I just disappear by then, right? Then after that, I get my term insurance after that. Because at least I can duty to my family. So at least after I die, then, you know, at least give someday, at least finish the education things. So I thought about it. But life is, we are always in the vulnerable to the, any kind of circumstance, any situation. I think about it. And but trials here, the James chapter 1, mentioned that, consider it all joy. Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials. That means your choice. Anything the circumstances come upon to you, now is your choice to choose as a joy or to suffer. I just even sharing this word, but many times I choose instead of joy, I choose the way to complain. I myself. So I like to share my weakness. Anytime the things happen, I'm trying to find out the things that I can complain. The reason to complain, reason to excuse. That's why myself, I learned that. Then after I turn around myself, I waste a lot of my energies. I waste a lot of my emotions. I don't have to waste this much. Why I did it? Then I later, after some period of time, later I find out, I made a mistake. I have to choose the side of joy. Because I'm different than the rest of the people. Because God is with us. Why I have to complain this issue? Why I have to find out the problem from other people? Why I have to blame them? God allowed to this happen to me, then I have to thank to God. Because God wants to do something with me. The moments. God wants maybe test my faith. Maybe God wants to try to refine my life to be like a gold. Then why I just, you know, cross out this opportunity? I thought about it. So here, consider it all joy. No matter what circumstance. The ones you encounter is trials. You know, from inner yourself, welcome it. When you look at the Bible, most of the our we can say spiritual ancestors, they all have gone through the like a difficult considered difficult life. None of them go through the comfortable life. So anybody who here believe in God for your life to be like a high way, a comfortable way you reach the kingdom of God, change your mind. Yeah, change your mind. Because I believe in God, I welcome myself, even my feet, even step into the trials. You can think about that way. Yeah. But don't worry, God always gives you time for rest. You never go to Everest, you just climb up, always climb up. There's a high peak, you come down, then you rest. So there's a beginning and there's an end. That's the trials. Many times, I don't know how many of you here, you like to challenge. Anybody? You like to do challenge? I don't like the challenges, but I watch the other people to challenge in the TV. Because it's fun to watch. I know that their struggling is so exciting. The one time I saw in the Everest, the blind man, the fellow that to reach up to the top, it was amazing. How is it possible the blind man, think about it, he willing to join in the the group to walk toward the top of the mountain, not only just here, Baldy Mountain or this kind of, but those highest mountains. I say, wow, that's amazing. Challenges, I say. That I think once we reach to the certain, we overcome our trials, and also we victories against our the given challenges. Then we gain the confidence. We gain the true confidence. This confidence becomes your personal. It becomes your personal faith. No one can remove out of you. Yeah, you think so? So. It doesn't mean that I encourage everybody here join together to go to the Everest, or it doesn't mean that. But I feel you better not to go because many people die there. So don't go there. It's not what I encourage you to go to the highest mountain. But what I'm saying is in the challenge in our life, coming in, we're coming. So we can trust in God. Let's turn to turn to Book of Romans. Because those who love God, all things, chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 28. Chapter 8, verse 28. We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are calling according to His purpose. We find, because we have to find out ourselves. Truly, we know that. This knowledge, that this is a wisdom of God. So this know, we know, that means you and I, we know, we have this this knowledge of God, that God causes all things, God causes all things to work together, whether it is trials, whether God take away from us, whether God allowed to give us things to us, but all things together for good to those who love God. So, love God is the key here. As long as you love God, nothing can bother us. Nothing can take away our this relationship with God. So let us. I hope that you and I this CYC this time. Today is a 2013 last day. From till today on, until the last day of my life, I want to dedicate my love to you. I love you truly. No matter what circumstance, I love you until the last moment. So I say, just like 2 Timothy chapter 4, say, I have fought a good fight. I finished my journey. with faith. So from now on, I'm waiting for the crown of righteousness. You know, because 2 Timothy, that's the Paul's last letter. He knows his death is coming close to him. He knows that this is the end of his life. Yet, nothing can take away his joy and confidence within him that he gained this crown of righteousness. That's an awesome moment. Don't you think so? Yeah. In the human point of view, his life has failed. He has all the in a worldly way to be successful, actually. Has a Roman citizenship he has. He has experienced his life from the foreign country because he had born and grown up in the Tassot. And he also received high education under the Gamaliels. So he's a wherever he go, he can be respected, you know. Maybe he go to the his own people, like Jewish. But he's already Pharisees. And also among the Pharisees, I think he's very respectable because he received the highest, the most famous one, the teachers. Under the Gamaliel, he received all the educations. He's faithful to all the Bibles. I'm sure because he knows the Old Testament very well too. He has equipped everything. But yet, end up he died on this time is here, on the jail, after this second terms, and he died. It is a fail, yeah. But he knows inside of him, God is with him. He knows that. He knows how many experience of God in his life. He knows that his confidence, I will receive the crown of righteousness. No matter what kind of trial point in his life, he knows that. So they end up here. This is the word of God. I mean, also this the Paul wrote this letter, saying, who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. We are all created by His purpose. You have own purpose. God just, since so many population in this world, so God look at you, God, just each one has like, the soccer ball, and He kick you inside of this church. No, I don't think so. You are here, I'm here, there's a purpose. We have a purpose. You have a purpose and I have a purpose. Once you look at this house, this chapel, all the materials you find it. Not only this, this one or the frame is the most important. Yeah, frame is important. But if we don't have this window, the wind blows at night time, so cold. I need a window. Your frame is frame. This frame cover is precious, but I still need this window. Is it true? God given you a certain purpose. Then God have to cut it yourself to the certain size for the purpose for you. Then it is we can call this as trials. Mold your life. Then that's what we can call the purpose. Sometimes God says you're too big. You're too big. Then God cut it away something. But look at your life as you're too small. Then God have to put your things bigger, the pieces. So you have to fit it into His own purpose. So we can call this as a trials. So trials is actually a blessing. Because every time there's trials, God trying to mold us for His purpose. So we can thanksgiving to God. Another view when we look at the outside of you, we read it this first then, John chapter 15. This is the definite, Jesus defined this word. John chapter 15. John chapter 15 verse from 18. 15 from 18. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hates you. 19. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I choose you out of the world, therefore The world hates you. So it is a blessing that somebody hates us. Not within us among us, but if this world hates us, then it's a blessing. But we read in First John chapter 2, mentioned about the if you do not love the love of God is not within you, then that means you love the world. Yeah. And actually the world hating us is not a bad idea, is it? Because it defines us who we are actually. Yeah. Then always we find out there's a trials, and then there's a result. It comes as to be the blessing, as like a, where is it, the verse? Lesson to Job. Job chapter 23. Job chapter 23, verse 10. But he knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Verse 11. My foot has held fast to his path. I had to keep his way and not turn aside. Verse 12. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. We can just continue that. But he is unique, and who can turn him? And what his soul desires, that he does. Verse 14. For he performed what is appointed for me, and many such decree with him. Therefore, I will be dismayed at his presence. When I consider, I am terrified of him. It is God who has made my heart fainted, and the Almighty who has dismayed me. But I am not silenced by the darkness, nor deep glooms which covers me. And Job here, he expressed all the, you know, his situations, have gone through these difficulties. But one thing he knows that, because he has been trusting for his life before, he knows God is worthy to trust in him. So, even though this kind of trial have gone under the trials, but he knows after this, I shall come forth as a gold. This is his confidence. So God help him, to bless him. Actually, they gained a lot of blessing later, because before his life only can hear, but after going through this trial, he find out himself, his eyes was open to God, so he can see God. This is understanding that, and God just bless him. Not only that, all the things that taken away, he give it back to him, not by original way, but as this, we can say double portions, more than double portions. Yeah, that's a blessing of God. and also, sometimes during the trials, we can say a trial is like a difficult time, a suffering time, but it becomes a blessing. We can say blissful moments. We can say blissful moment. When Joseph, when he was sold to the Egypt, his life turned around upside down from then on. He was under the great love of his father. He loved his father, so he even put him as a different clothes than the rest of the children. That's a bad father. He's supposed not to do that. But anyway, he loves him so much. So he treated him so much differently. But he received a lot of love from his father. Because his father, I think from the father's point of view, father knows that he has no mother, right? The mother already passed away. After he delivered the Benjamites, he died. So he poured all the love to the Joseph. But he the Jacob sent all the rest of the children to take care of the sheep, but he holding his son Jacob with him. That much that you know, Jacob loves Joseph. But once Joseph was sold to the Egypt, the life is changed. He became like a slavery. And then he had to serve the Potiphar's. And there's no any such as value as a slave at that time, right? So only the property. And for the period of time, and because of Potiphar's wife and the lying, so he was cast into the prison after for a while, and then he became prime minister. That's a simple story. But you think about 13 years, we can say. His life has undergone through a lot of difficulties. But we find that one thing in Joseph, he never forget to respect God. We find out that. He never forget God in his life. Even he was in the prison, he never forget about God. Yeah. After he became a prime minister, after 7 years, which is 7 years, you know, the bountiful blessing over there in the field. So all the outside, you know, the things coming into the vines, it helped, you know, hold the entire Egyptian, the kingdoms. So please the king of Pharaoh. And then the following 7 years coming of this drought, the famine upon to the land. Not only the Egypt, but I think by that time, so most of the area. So he's after 7 years, about over 2 years later, his older brothers came to Egypt to buy the food. By that time, the Joseph is about 40 years old. Look at his you know, his brother all coming, and they bow down to me. If you are the situation, what are you going to do? I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Each one of them, I hit the ones, you know, just you put me into the, you know, inside the, you know, place, you sell me, you sell to the, you know, to the Arabian, to the, sent to the, you know, to the Egypt. You're my brother, you're not my brother. Hit the ones. But Joseph didn't do that. And then end up, he treated them very well. Of course, he's testing them, their heart. Truly, they are you know, mature enough by now. He's testing them, but yet he treated them very well. And then after that, later on, the whole family, about 70, they came to the Egypt, and they move into the Goshen for the place they live. And after that, their father died. And then the Joseph's brother, now insecure. Now, father is died. What I'm going to do? Father died. Maybe our brother, younger brother Joseph, maybe revenge to us. So we have to do something. Because he's insecure. They know what they have done to their brother. But for Joseph, nothing wrong. Joseph's already forgive them. Joseph already, you know, accept them. So we find out here, you know, Joseph, later on, Joseph actually, he cried. When they say that, he cried. And then told them, it's not you have done these things. Everything is came from God. You do to evil to me. It's not, don't think that you do it, because everything is come from God. Because God sent me here to prepare for you, so that so I come here first to prepare this place, bring our whole family, your whole family, bring to here. This is the God's will. Don't be afraid that I'm trying to revenge you. You don't have to worry about it. I'll provide for you. I'll help your family. I'll have your children. I take care of you. That's what he says. Because where this kind of understanding came from? Because he understands God's will. Because he understands God's will. So even though he has gone through the trial, it all becomes his time of blessing. Because he understands the will of God. I talk too much. You know? I have 5 minutes. Let's go to the paper. We can finish. It's very simple. It's, you know, it's not hard. It's okay. The basic principle, don't be surprised. Yeah, because you and I have gone through a difficult time. Don't be surprised. Maybe because you believe very faithfully. So who knows, God gave you the thorn in your body. But take it. Because you understand that God's grace is sufficient for you. But not to me. The thorn of it's thorn in the body, you know, like I'm not that much of good faith. But if you're good enough, take it. Because that way you understand the God's grace. Yeah. So no one is immune from the suffering of this world. Because, you know, Genesis chapter 3, because sin came into the world. The suffering is a given. In order we go back to the Garden of Eden. If we are at the original stage, there's no such kind of suffering. But because of sin came into the world, then we have to go back to the Garden of Eden. Then we have to go through these trials. We have to challenge that. We have to overcome it. So that we have to make victories in our life. So the suffering is we have gone through. Nothing wrong. So Genesis chapter 3, the origin of the suffering comes from our sin. The Adam and Eve, they commit sin. But you can go to paradise, you can complain to Adam. Hopefully Adam and Eve there, then you can complain. And John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, I overcome the world. I overcome the world. In the world, there's tribulations. In the world, there's a tribulation. But be courageous. I overcome the world. This is what God gave us, the word. So suffering is not, the trial is not removed from us, but always God provide a trial, yet let us to overcome it. Just like, you know, Jacob, for 20 years, God sent him to his uncle's place. They have gone through 20 years of suffering in his life, yet God says, I'll be with you. So after 20 years, he came back. Now it's time to go back to your father's house. So on the way, his name is changed. Turned to be like a Jacob to Israel. Now they show that symbolically, now you become a victory. You wrestle with the man of God, you prevailed. And it led him to be a victory. But anyway, there's a Christians that are destined to suffer, especially for the sake of our faith. First Thessalonians, you find that, Acts 14, yeah, the Matthew 24, all these is the words. You find that. And also I just added to 2 Timothy, you find that. 2 Timothy, the theme is, join my suffering. But I see, because in Houston, my passage is in the 2 Timothy. So E2 kids, I talk about the suffering is too much. So I try to do my best to change, not to say, you know, that side, just try to remove, do my best. But for you, it's okay. Join the suffering. Because it benefits to us. B is a believer benefit from the suffering. We can be refined like a pure gold. I mean, pure gold. I want my value to be like a pure gold. There anything to, you know, 99% 5 is a good. 99% 95, pure gold. I want to be one day. I'm so behind. But we become a partaker of Christ's suffering when we suffer for our faith. We gain eternal glory. Yes, yeah, that's. And see, cast our cares upon the Lord, because God cares for us. Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, 7. 1 Peter 5, 7. First Peter 5:7. First Peter 5:7. Casting all your anxiety upon Him, because He cares for you. Casting all your anxiety. Do you have anything now? Do you have anything in your mind? Hope that during this time, let the Jesus as a target for the become a garbage can, that you can cast all your anxiety upon His garbage can, because He take care of our garbage. Verse 10, and after you have suffered for a little while, the grace of all grace, the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, with Himself perfect, confirmed, strengthened, and established you. So, do you have anything that bothers you? Tomorrow, hopefully, you have a. When I see you, everybody smile to me. So I smile to you too. Because most of you passing by, you don't say smile, but I try to do my best to smile to you. I just smile to you. Yes. Also, one thing is that we cast upon all things upon the Lord Jesus through the true prayer. Don't be too lazy to. I put everything to God, so I don't have to worry. So I don't pray. So I'm watching TV. It's not that kind of. I'm watching the internet. It's not that kind of things. Turn everything upon to God, then we pray. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 from verse 4. I think this is an answer for us, for the one where the trial coming into our life. Philippians chapter 4 from verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Always remember, Paul, he was in the prison this time. The let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. This is our mind setting to be. 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So still we can be struggled. We know that under the stress, but we put everything onto the God's hands, but we pray. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which is surpassed of all comprehension, shall guard your heart and your mind in Christ. This is the way we can handle our trials. If you are now in under the trials, maybe you cannot talk to other people, but the Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus is with you. Man has a limitation. Your parents have a limitations. Sometimes I'm asking for something to my wife. Say something that I expect something, but my wife cannot give it to me. I learned that only God can do it. Yeah, even husband and wife, there's a limitation, but God is different. He has a peace of God, which is surpass all comprehension, shall guard your heart. It is a blessing. Yeah, it is our Christian blessing. Yeah. And then God is about the sustainable. D and E, this is all good, you know. And then the two is some guidelines, you know, it's a respond to the discipline. And enjoying your parents, you know, chastise you. The Hebrew chapter 12 mentioned that if only our parents to rebuke us, instruct us, and chastise us. Yeah, but it's just a blessing. Yeah, it's as you can enjoy it. Discipline us to help us to stand up. Take your weakness as your strength. Roman number 2c, take your weakness as your strength. God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. In 2 Corinthians 12, talking about the Paul, right? God purposely knock him half down and then ask him to do my ministry. Same thing. But actually, he find out the true grace of God. It turned out to be, when he was weak, he find out that God's power came out. He knows that. That's his experience. Yeah, Roman number one. I finished. Thank God, I finished. Let's pray in silence.